In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Massive gas line causes a disruption in the west end of downtown Dallas for hours. Caused evacuations and road closures. It's all patched up now.
It all started when someone called Dallas Fire Rescue just after 9 this morning concerning a gas leak. There they found a 6 to 8 inch cut in an underground gas main. Police and fire evacuated several residential and commercial buildings affecting around 300 people. But Jason Evans with Dallas Fire admits because the gas had been building up, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Anytime you see something, or in this case you smell something, call 911. Let us investigate it, because had the wind picked up and that smell got blown away and that person ignored that warning sign, it could have very well continued to accumulate to dangerous levels, and then who knows what would have happened beyond then.
Atmos crews are still on the scene. Natural gas is odorless, but a chemical is added to it to make it smell like rotting eggs. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sundance Square in downtown Fort Worth has a message for a certain woman who dropped by last Saturday night. They say they want their ornament back.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Or in this case, Ms. Grinch. That's how Sundance is referring to the stranger who showed up in a dark gray Audi SUV sedan, ran up to the tree, and ripped off an original ornament made by local artist Erily Morales. Sundance writes on social media to the woman, "If you find yourself filled with Christmas spirit, we would welcome the safe return of the ornament, and perhaps your heart will grow 3 sizes when you bring it back. If you want to help identify the woman, hop on over to KRLD.com. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Again, very busy day at the airports. Thousands of people are flying out to meet friends and family.
Wisconsin.
What are you looking most forward to?
Ooh, seeing all the family and seeing all the barn cats.
We're headed to North Carolina, to Charlotte, to see families.
The airport recommends arriving 2 hours early for domestic flights, 3 hours if you're flying out of the country.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Well, right now we're seeing 292 delays at Dallas-Fort Worth International. 5 flights have been canceled. At Love Field, only 43 flights are delayed. No flights have been canceled just quite yet.
But DFW is under a ground delay until 9 o'clock tonight, with delaying departures an average of 25 minutes or so. But again, check with your airline first if you have a flight going out of DFW. North Texas company reaches a settlement with the Justice Department over an algorithm.
Property management companies and apartment complex owners use software from RealPage to help set their rental rates. The company's based in Richardson. Its algorithm uses real-time private data from companies to make recommendations. The U.S. Department of Justice says sharing companies' private data amounted to illegal collusion, and that firms were using that information to keep rental rates high. As part of the settlement of a federal antitrust lawsuit, RealPage agreed to stop giving the algorithm confidential real-time data. Instead, it will limit the use of that non-public data to information that's at least 1 year old. RealPage did not admit to any wrongdoing. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys got one of the best wins they've had in some time. 21-point come-from-behind win against the Super Bowl champs.
Still feeling good about it.
Yep. They were down 21-0 in the second quarter. Nick Harris with the Star-Telegram says the comeback was sparked in part by a fiery halftime speech, not from the coach, but from the newest member of the team.
The guy that I keep hearing over and over when I talk to guys that were in the locker room was Quinnen Williams, you know, the guy who got here a couple of weeks ago. And it was Wanya Thomas had tweeted out late last night or early this morning. It's like, yeah, Quinnen basically came in there and was like, we got to get our S together and, you know, show up, stand up for the moment. DeMarvian Overshown had said that, look, we're trying to set the standard of the best defense in the league. We have to make a stand here. You know, who are we going to be? And a lot of those defensive conversations really resonated on that side of the ball. Dak Prescott even mentioned, he was like, man, I saw what was going over there, going on over there on that side of the locker room. It inspired us. It gave us confidence. And, you know, you saw that confidence on display in the second half, especially from the defensive side of the ball. And, man, if this team has five wins on the season, I think you can finally give the defense one of those five after that performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I like that. I love hearing that.
He is already having a huge impact, not only on the field, but in that locker room, and that's even better. The guy's only 27 years old. I mean, he's got a future with us if we want to keep him.
So the Cowboys are now 5-5-1 on the season. Zach Wolchuk, 105.3 The Fan, says, it might be time to give Jerry some credit on this one.
We'll kick Jerry in the junk plenty, but this team needed reinforcements. I said it, and a lot of people disagreed with me. I didn't think Matt Eberflus was a bad defensive coach all of a sudden, right? And, hey, time will tell the rest of this year, but he did not have good players to work with. They have upgraded their personnel now. When you add Quinnen Williams, when you add Logan Wilson, when you get Savone Rovell back on the field, DeMarvian Overshown back on the field, and the addition of Quinnen Williams then makes everybody else better. Kenny Clark, Osa Digizua, Jadeveon Clowney now stepping up and playing well. Bland, yes. Yeah. Donovan Ezeraku. Well, finally, all of a sudden, the talent's better on the field. The defense is playing better. And now you want to go ahead and praise Flus. So, I mean, hey, it was a lot. It wasn't a defense of Flus. I thought it was just reality. This defense wasn't good. The players weren't good. They've improved to where now they've given themselves a shot.
Right, but how much of a shot is it? All right, let's talk about this. After the 49ers beat Carolina last night, they now have the final wild card spot, the 49ers. And they're 8-4.
Okay, yeah.
So just to, and that's the last wild card spot. So just to catch them, the Cowboys, you know, they'd have to make up a ton of ground, and they'd also have to get past Detroit and Carolina.
Well, because remember, they lost to Carolina earlier in the year,
right.
So that doesn't look good on their record.
I said yesterday that if the Cowboys went 5-1 in their last six games, then they'd finish at 10-6-1. That would probably do it. But now, after looking at the standings, I'm not so sure.
A lot of teams might have to start losing, too.
And the Cowboys might have to win out.
Yeah, and you look at the 49ers, the only thing you can hope with them is that they've got a quarterback controversy now because Brock Purdy did not play well at all.
He was terrible.
And so maybe they go back to Mac Jones, who isn't, I don't know.
I think Purdy had three picks last night.
Three picks in the first half.
And they still won, 20-9. But regardless, for the Cowboys, it starts the day after tomorrow against the Chiefs, who are a 3.5-point favorite, coming off a big win against Indy. But, you know, even if the game doesn't go well, we get Post Malone at halftime.
All right.
And the big kettle will be
That always, in the York household, if the Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving, it's not a great Thanksgiving.
No, it's a bad rest of the day.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't care what happens at the end.
And then, coming up the day after Thanksgiving, you got Texas and Texas A&M in Austin.
God, and now, I have been watching that game for a lot of years when it was being played. I don't remember one as big as this. I mean, maybe you go back to the 80s or something or early 90s where I wasn't really cognizant of it, but
I can't.
I mean, this is a big one. You know, Texas still has an outside shot. Yeah. I'm talking outside to make the playoff. A&M undefeated.
Aggies favored by 2.5 points. So this is huge for them.
And Arch is coming off his best game of the year.
Yeah. Latest on that missing SMU law professor. This awful story. 2 weeks after the disappearance on the Appalachian Trail, the search for him has been put on pause.
Authorities in Georgia have suspended the search for Professor Charles Hush. And while the Union County Sheriff's Office in North Georgia says the case is still active, they won't continue searching unless there's a new lead. But Hush's law firm in Dallas says they'll keep looking for him independently.
Yeah, but probably not until after Thanksgiving. Yesterday, KRLD News got to speak with Hush's daughter, Julia,
who is in Georgia helping with the search, says she can't say enough about the help that's been offered there.
We've had complete strangers. We've had people in Georgia who, like I said, they're from Gainesville for generations and generations. People coming out of the woodwork to come assist us, to bring us meals, to send us stories about Dad, send us his yearbook photos from when he was Mr. Gainesville, 1976. He is just so deeply beloved.
And she says her father was in Georgia to tend to some family business after the death of his father, and apparently decided to take a break one day and go for a hike along a trail near Blood Mountain.
He had enjoyed hiking it with my granddad and my uncle growing up. And so I think it was a chance for him to visit some beautiful views and some happy memories while he was here.
He even brought a shovel and a jar so that he could bring some dirt back from the mountain with him to Dallas. And Julia, the daughter, confirmed for us that the search is not over.
We will try something new with fresh eyes and fresh faces and frankly fresh legs. We've all, especially in my family and all of these Union County folks, have been hiking fairly extraordinary amounts every day.
You just hope they find them.
I hope they
I mean, it doesn't, you know, even if they don't find what they want to find, at least they find maybe his body.
Even if he's
that's
not
the
alive
case,
you get some closure to the family.
Closure. Yeah. You don't want to just have all this open-ended question. And then there's always the idea, if it's open-ended and you stop looking, you feel that guilt. What if we could have found him? And what if we, you know, he's still out there and he's just waiting.
And if you're a family member and you're going to go the rest of your life not knowing.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
That's rough.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.